What is up, guys, and welcome to the first episode of Minutes of Faith. I am your host, Patrice, and I am just so excited about this episode. We have a really great guest here, Miss Kimberly. We're just so excited to have her on today. And the topic that we have for you guys is unfamiliar company. It's a topic that the Lord gave me when I was struggling to address the instabilities that I had within myself that were lying dormant that I didn't even know were there. And so a lot of the times it can be so hard to even address them, because a lot of the times we are surrounded by so many things that make us comfortable, right? That continue to enable us, right? And so when we are put in positions to be alone, right, it can be hard because we're afraid of what's waiting for us when we get there. And so when it came down to being in a predicament where I had no choice but to address these things, it was hard for me because, one, I had to take accountability for it, right? And one thing that we know about accountability is that once we do this, right, it no longer enables us, right, to use our problems as a crutch for our behavior to make excuses for it. So what we do to keep that level of avoidance there is we'll blanket those spaces with anything that will keep us comfortable, right? Instead of going through, we'll supplement with anything that keeps us enabled, right? And one thing that I've come to learn about it is that you run the risk of going through and living life sedated. And this ultimately can be detrimental to us, because what do we know about sedations? They have to wear off at some point, and we're left back again with the same cycles and the same issues that were already there to begin with. Yeah. And so my question is, how do we come out of that? How do we even begin to change that cycle?
In order to first change a cycle, you have to be aware of who you are in Christ. Yeah. And unfortunately, you have a lot of people that can tell you about God, but they can't tell you a lot about themselves. Mm-hmm. Outside of the traditional roles of, oh, you know, I'm married, I'm a wife, or I'm a husband, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm employed, self-employed. And those are all great things, right? They're all solid descriptions, but knowing who you are in Christ, unlocking the power of your God-given identity is transformative in itself. Because once you know who you are in Christ, no depiction, no description from this world could ever alter that. And I think once people realize that we're blood bought, like I love to tell people, I'm a blood washed believer. I am a blood washed believer because I have been bought with the blood of Christ. That's the price that he paid on Calvary. And so when you try to pick up identities outside of the realm of God, then you start to get into the notion and the movement of what these roles of this world is trying to put you into, these boxes, right? And so even if you go into our society, there is a class for everything, even down to our income. Is this middle class? Is lower class? Is upper class? And so it's a cycle to identify with something, right? Mm-hmm. But in order to release the cycles that the world tries to place on us, you have to not only elaborate, but saturate yourself in Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but renew your mind. And I believe that a lot of times, because we have so many thoughts coming in and out of our minds each day, we don't take time to renew our minds to the word of God. And the cycles continue because we, A, lack self-awareness, and B, once we even discover that awareness, we don't have the tools and resources to unlock that potential. Yeah. Potential is not power. It's just a presentation.
Yeah.
And so once you identify who you are in God, nothing that this world says about you or to you will move you.
Yeah.
And I'll see people, and we see it all the time, not just in the media. We see it among friends and family.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to do that anymore. And they will complain and they'll complain. And there's always a constant discussion about the same troubles. They're circling the same mountain since 1999. And it's laughable, but it's also hurtful, it's because hurtful. There's no true surrender there. And we rely on human intellect so much. And that's why Ephesians 4:22 down to verse 24, it tells us to put off the old self. Yeah. We work too hard to stay the same. Mm-hmm. We should be constantly maturing in the things of God. We got to be new in him, and we should be constantly moving forward in the things of God. Yeah. But what you see is a lot of striving in our own strength in this world. We're getting higher in careers. We're getting more degrees. We're getting, you know, more assets, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Things that are significant, but not supernatural, right? Yeah. Oh, it's significant for you to climb that corporate ladder, but I mean, your boss is not going to be on the other side to give you a gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want people to understand that you have to renew your mind to the word of God and not to the standards of this world.
Absolutely.
To really see the promises, the provision, and the power of God operate in your life. It's almost like we become a conduit to conformity. Mm-hmm. We will say, oh, God is all powerful. He's all knowing, and he's this. And that's wonderful to say those things. But applying it is where you put pressure on the enemy to break any stronghold in your life, to break any cycle that has been continuing down your bloodline that you want to see stop in your children, not seeing your children inherit those cycles of defeat or depression.
Yeah.
And cycles can be not only spiritual, they can be emotional.
Yeah.
Either way is bondage, it's
Either
slavery.
Way. Either way.
And so many people say, oh, you know, well, things change. They always stay the same. If you're seeing the same patterns and behaviors in your children that you were doing, that cycle is now passed down onto a different, exactly, onto a different bloodline. So how do you stop that? Now you got to do intercession, because you didn't do the work. Now you have to do intercession for them. You have to recognize the root, because the root always exposes the fruit.
It does.
And so you have to now do intercession to say, hey, God, I don't want this spirit having hold on my child. I don't want this stronghold on them. So what do I need to do? When you had the opportunity to shift your perspective, when you were pushing education, you should have been praying for them to have an encounter.
Mm. Wow.
We have to be so careful about what we're saying and how we're living out. The words are powerful. God formed the world through words. You know, and a lot of times people stay in cycles as well. Another point is because they haven't reframed the mind to process a different vocabulary.
Wow.
Words are significant. So if you say, I'm going to have all these listeners from all over the world, it's going to manifest itself.
Yeah.
One, because you're a daughter of God. You're simply the beloved of God. And two, but that's a promise.
Yeah.
His promises are yes and amen. It may not come in the timing
right.
that you want it to, but it's going to come into fruition. And so when it comes down to cycles, people will stay in them because the timing of them is more comfortable than trying to detach.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
we don't like conflict
we
and
don't.
We don't like chaos. So it's more comfortable to stay in the cycle than to approach conflict and chaos to leave the cycle.
Okay.
It takes work.
Easy.
Yeah. It takes work to break any thought patterns or any habits.
Yes.
And some people will remain the same, and some people continue to grow and elevate
yeah.
at new heights and new levels in the kingdom. And I believe that those are the people that God will show not only his power and might through, but he will show his mercy on them
yeah.
because they have said, you know what, Lord, I've done it my way so long, and I fully surrender to you.
Yeah.
I fully surrender to you. But, you know, it's all about knowing who you are in Christ and making sure that you are making those necessary pivots
yeah.
to continue to grow and mature in the things of Christ. Like I said, you can amass whatever you want in this world. You can have the finest cars, the largest houses. You can have the highest of degrees. But none of that means nothing without the power of God
mm-hmm.
enabling you and equipping you to maintain all of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so God is faithful. He's sovereign. And a lot of times we take his sovereignty lightly because we expect him to always be there. He will.
Mm-hmm.
But to whom much is given, much is required. You're responsible for what you know. And a lot of people are comfortable with the tickling of the ears teaching.
Right.
They don't want the meat. They like the steak at Outback, but they don't like the meat in the master's house.
Yeah.
Because it's convicting.
It's
challenging. It's uprooting. It's unlearning.
Yeah.
And it's all about having a good covering. If you don't have a good covering, as in a church or like a spiritual body where you can call a home, you can just expect those cycles to continue because nobody's holding you accountable. Nobody's holding you accountable to say, hey, brother, I love you. Sister, I love you. But we got to negate from the patterns of this world.
Yeah.
You know, we got to stop excusing sin no matter. And that's another thing. Well, my, you know, I'm in this cycle, but everybody in my family drink. Everybody, you know, battle weight in my family. Okay. Yeah. But like I said, Ephesians 4:22, put off your old self, put on a new self. So you were created to be more in his image.
Yeah.
But we don't want his image. We like the image of God, but we don't want his identity.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me back to the root. You're not going to break a cycle until you know who you are in God.
Absolutely.
You know, having my son, I didn't know how powerful I was until after I had my son.
Yeah.
Because it revealed so much into me. And it's like God pinpointed every single thing that I thought was normal.
Mm.
The constant need to show up.
Yeah.
You know, the constant need to pour, the constant need to help. And a lot of times when you step into those roles of provision
mm-hmm.
for others,
yeah.
you play God. And sometimes you're intercepting the wrath of God because you want people to be more conditioned to your kindness
yeah.
instead of God's mercy. And I thank God for making me aware of who I am and whose I am
Absolutely.
As I continue on this journey, because I'm nothing without him. All things by him, for him were created. And I'll tell anyone, you know, choosing to follow him and surrender to him, best decision of my life.
Yeah.
I came out of thoughts and behavior patterns that were not constructive nor destructive. So just like the word says, you lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. So I'm going to spit you out.
Right.
So even though the behavior patterns weren't necessarily constructive or destructive, it kept me in the messy middle.
Yeah.
And God can't work there because that's the spirit of compromise. And that is deafening. You kill the spirit of discernment when you are in that messy middle and you don't know how to choose where I go forth in this, where I'll be bold in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so now having that holy boldness,
yeah.
being able to confront wrongs and wrongdoings and wrong patterns,
mm-hmm.
it gave me, to me, it helped me to exercise my authority and dominion in a higher capacity. I just had my husband laugh and I said, you know, I had went through an intense warfare leading up to this recording.
Yeah.
And I called my husband one night and I just came out of worship. And I tell people this too, cycles, what you focus on, you worship it. And I was telling him, I said, you know, I was, you know, focusing on some things and the Holy Spirit said, you're worshiping, stop worshiping it. And I said, Chester, you know, I'm coming out of this session like I just got promoted to general in God's army. But some people are okay with being foot soldiers. No, I want to become private, first class, whatever.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm not content with being down here
mm-hmm.
because this world is getting darker and darker and it's getting more cruel and it's getting more deceptive. And I want to be in my highest capacity in the kingdom because now I'm responsible for raising God's son his way, not my way, because I'm not in control. The performance belongs to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It always has. And it baffles me how we try to control the narrative of not just our children, but our family members. And we have all these conflicting perspectives about how people should be and what they could do and why they didn't do this. And the performance belongs to the Lord. We serve a powerful God. He's a God of strategy. And a lot of times we don't have the human comprehension. Not a lot of times. We never have the human comprehension to understand what God is doing and why he's doing it that way. So I tell anyone to break a cycle. First, find out who you are in Christ. And it's not a mother or, you know, a wife or a husband or self. You know, those are all self-explanatory terms. But we are simply the beloved of God. And I tell people that, like, I had to, when I was in my season of consecration, I had stepped away from beauty
mm-hmm.
for a while. God said, if you don't do anything else, do you believe that you're simply my daughter? And I rested in that. So now no one can move me out of my position. At all. Nothing in this world. It might shake me, but it ain't going to take me down because I know who I am. Absolutely. And when you know who you are, everybody else looks like ants to you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just bless guys. Get out of the cycle by first identifying that you are truly the beloved of God and you don't have to perform for him, for him to perform for you.
Absolutely.
So to God be the glory.
My Lord. Well, this is the first episode of Minutes of Faith. We hope you guys were blessed. Amen. Just as I was.
Amen. Amen.
And as always, guys, we love y'all and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.